Blog Talk Radio.
Not too bad.
I don't think we ever do it at the same time that she does. I think we always do it faster.
Well, because the time keeps changing. What can you do?
It does. I've got times from the week before, too.
Oh, all the times?
Yes.
I'm trying
not
to remember
the
times.
I have two times. One was significantly longer than the other.
I'm not too surprised.
So I will let you in on that soon.
All right. Good
time. Anyway, what are the highlights today, Derek?
Well, we've got a different way of shopping at Texas malls.
Texas malls.
Coming up in the Weird News.
Okay, all right. Today, I'm going to talk about 9 of the healthiest alcoholic drinks ever.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So are we going to have a sample?
Didn't go that far, but if you're trying to lose weight and stuff, this is the list for you.
And stuff.
And stuff. Or if you're trying to, like, you know, in get more lycopene or whatever the heck you do when you're
I don't know that stuff.
Out partying.
Yeah, that's good stuff. And we have a goat that's surfing in California.
Great. Up next, we've got some epic rap drive-thru orders.
Oh, awesome.
Fantastic.
I love the singing drive-thrus.
Yes, I took a cue from your, it's like 40 shows ago or something.
That was a while
ago.
I love that guy.
Yeah.
What was that song?
Huh. He was singing at the Sonic drive-thru.
Oh, that's right. That was really good.
It was a long time ago, man.
Yeah, that was a long time. And we have a game. I think we're going to finally have a game.
I'm excited about the revenge game.
A little game for you. What? Yeah, it's, you know, it's not, it's, we'll see. It'll be good.
Okay, and finally.
Finally.
I came across some old diary entries from the 80s and 90s.
Oh, wow. This is the part where you said you're going to embarrass yourself?
Yes.
Oh, good time.
I think they're
highly
entertaining.
And people stay tuned for that.
Oh, absolutely. So it's a Human League 8K Day.
Awesome.
All coming up on this week's Derek and Kay Show.
Yeah.
Presse la bouton.
This is the Derek and Kay Show.
Call the Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
The Derek and Kay Show.
Hello.
Hi.
How you doing?
Really dumb, for real.
Oh, my.
Oh, boy, now we're going to have fun. Boy, this is fascinating.
Go, Jesus.
Hello, hello. I'm quite
winning.
I think it's yes.
Reality hits you hard, bro.
Hello.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
My dog's going to teach kids fast.
Can you please help me?
What?
You are really dumb. For real.
Hey, yo, it is the Derek and Kay Show.
Hey, yo.
We are broadcasting live from Boston. Today is July 15th, 2012.
That's right. Well,
look out for that one.
Yeah, it's going to hit me in the face.
Ooh, there
Ow.
It goes. Nice.
That sucks.
I am Derek, of course.
Derek Kalish.
And right over there is Kay.
Kay Patterson Shaw.
And I am Gary.
Oh, another Pokemon. Keep that action going.
It's going to go on for like a long time.
You get a long list.
I got a long list. If I were smart, I'd keep track of the ones I already said I was, but I'm not. But I always could go back and make that list.
There's only been a few, right? There's only been like, I don't know, 4 or 5?
I think it's more
Pokemon
than that. I think it's been at least 10.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't want to repeat those.
I don't want to repeat one.
No.
I remember I said I was already Gardevoir. I was already like
Pikachu.
Pikachu? Was I Pikachu?
I don't think so.
I don't think I have been Pikachu.
No.
Pikachu.
That
might be
that
one for
good.
Next week.
It's very fitting.
I don't know. It could be good. Anyway, you can contact the Derek and Kay Show in many ways. Are you ready to hear the ways you can get in contact with us?
Oh, I am ready. I am ready.
You can email us at dkradioshow@gmail.com. Is that right?
I think you got it right. Yeah, that's right.
That's
I think
right.
That's right. Yeah,
okay.
Probably right.
Like us on Facebook by going to facebook.com/DK Radio. Follow our blog at derrickandk.blogspot.com. Follow our Twitter feed at our handle, DK Radio. And call us between 7 o'clock and 9 o'clock this evening.
Oh, that's true.
At 661-467-2416. Even if you're cowpoke, radio.
That's right.
Call us again.
Cowpoke.
I don't think
he's great.
I don't think it is actually cowpoke.
I don't know, but no. I know that, but by the way, he really seems to like you. I don't think he even knows that I'm...
Hey, I'll take it.
I don't think... He's always directing questions to you. He's like, hey, Kay. And he says, you guys. You notice that? Like, I don't understand.
Hey, you know, I'm an attention whore. I'll take anything I can get, pretty much. But, you know, yes, you
he
are here.
Like you.
He should acknowledge you.
That's
you are
right.
in the room. It's
yeah.
not like you are invisible. You're
well,
not here.
It is the
Derrick and Kay Show. And
so,
your name
really.
Is first. So, you know, there's really no excuse.
It's Kay and the guys is what he says. I like that. He said that, like, twice.
It's not cool in the gang. It's Kay and the guys.
Right. People don't know what we're talking about, but we had a little call at the beginning of the show. And
people will know what we're talking about later.
We'll make that available for people to listen to.
SoundCloud for sure.
Yeah.
Anyway, should we get right to our guest here?
Oh, we have a very special guest with us.
Very special.
Yes, I know Chris for many years from dancing. He's a good friend of mine. We hang out just about every week. So we have Chris Buck with us. Chris.
Welcome, Chris.
In studio. Welcome.
Hi, Kay.
Hi, Chris.
Welcome
to the Kay and Derrick Show.
Wow.
Hi, Kay.
I thought I brought him in, but I don't know. He doesn't seem
Every guest is my guest. It's my show.
Chris is awesome. We go we go out contra dancing with just about every week, and we always have a group going out to I don't want to name the place, but a nice barbecue place.
Happens to be in Davis Square.
Hey.
That place.
People might know what that is.
I like that place. You can say whatever that place
is.
People are not going to stalk you.
I mean, you never know.
Is stalking bad?
No.
No.
Not at all.
Oh, okay.
As long as everyone knows about it.
As long as everyone's on the same page.
I think that's on the same page.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know what's not bad
good,
also?
Good times.
Especially?
What's up?
Facebook stalking. All not bad.
Not bad.
Have you done any Facebook stalking?
Oh, totally.
I did it today.
Totally done it. It's great.
People who aren't your friends?
Oh, it's great all the time.
Me too. I was doing that today.
Look at the pictures.
Yeah, you look at the pictures.
Who's that they with? Who's that person? Yeah.
I was Facebook stalking today my best friend from 7th grade.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I sent her a message, though. Saying, friend request me and how are you doing?
I was checking you out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah.
I told her I used the phrase Facebook stalking in my message. Just because I'm up front. I'm like, hey, I was wondering how you were doing, and I Facebook stalked you.
Wouldn't it be interesting if they changed those, you know, how Facebook works and actually shows you, like, who looked at someone's profile? It'd be a completely different.
It'd be almost like a game.
Right. And you kind of like other sites, you might share that information or not.
Yes.
So if you don't. If people can't see you, you can't see them, sort of thing. That'd be kind of crazy.
That sounds very shady.
They checked out your profile yesterday at, you know.
That sounds
like
very
some of those other sites.
Very
I'm just saying.
Slim shady.
Yeah, like what site would that be, Derrick?
I don't know. I'm just thinking.
No,
are
you on
you.
Some other site?
Oh, I've been on some for a while, yeah. I might, no.
Is this a particular site that I don't know about?
Oh, you've probably heard of it.
Yeah, you've probably heard of it.
Is it a...
Dating site?
Dating site, perhaps?
Perhaps.
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 I haven't been on a dating site in a long time. And thank goodness.
Yeah.
I guess the last time I was at a dating site was, 8 years ago?
That's a long time ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, lots of change since then.
The eHarmony, which
That's
I used
right.
to call the eHarm.
eHarm. And now there's internet and stuff. So
now there's internet?
Yeah.
Internet dating?
Yeah. It's all you can see pictures of people.
Wow.
Before you actually meet them.
I don't have to get a can and with a string and stuff like
no,
that.
No, it's all good.
Gosh, man, I wish I was dating now.
No.
You're
no,
actually
you
married
don't.
Now.
I know I don't.
You're married, yeah.
It's ugly out there, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
I take it you're a single man.
Uh-huh.
So what's going on out there?
What's the world like?
What's it look like?
Oh, yeah, it's actually what's it look like out there?
What's the forecast?
Oh, no, it's great. You go out.
You know, especially in contra dancing.
Yeah?
No, in contra dancing.
In contra dancing is a lovely thing. In a contra dancing, you can fall in love with another woman every 30 seconds.
I like that. I remember you saying that before. Yeah. That's true.
That's a very nice statement.
You're like, oh, that's so great. And, oh, gone.
Just gone.
That's it.
Wait, who is that? Yeah.
So what else does it look like out there besides the contra dating scene? How's the how's the weather out there?
It's hot. It's muggy. It's summer. There might be global warming.
Yeah.
Went out today. It was very hot.
It was. It's really hot. Was it like in the 90s?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. It was very hot. And I sat on the porch for like
your new
five,
porch.
5 minutes. And I said to myself, what am I doing out here?
I want to see this new porch.
It's fabulous.
I'm all excited about it.
It's great. There's a table and chairs.
I can say that now, can I?
Huh?
I can say that now?
Yeah.
Okay.
The big reveal has been made.
Okay.
There's a table and chairs.
Yeah.
And there's some edibles growing.
Oh, I love edibles.
There's
tomatoes
and peppers, and there's Swiss chard just planted.
Catnip?
There's no catnip.
Any herbs?
Herbs.
There are two kinds of basil. There's a Thai basil, and then there's
good.
The regular, generic basil. And then there's some rosemary. I normally start everything from seed, except for the things you can't start from seed, like rosemary and strawberries. But
Those seeds are really small.
I was very impatient and just was lazy and sick, so I just went out and bought plants. But they're doing great.
Well, that's good.
Oh, no, I did start the Swiss chard seeds.
Oh, Swiss chard's so good.
Because that's so easy. And they don't require very much sun, and you can just, they're really low maintenance. You can just kind of like, whatever, and they grow, and they're awesome, and you eat them.
Cool.
I love Swiss chard.
Swiss chard is so good.
It's so good.
It cooks down to nothing, though.
It does cook down to nothing.
It's like one tenth.
All those greens cook down to nothing, and it's so depressing when you buy a whole pack of kale.
Yeah,
like,
you have big packs, and
then
like,
you put it in
two
the
small bowls.
It's like nothing.
Yeah, spinach is like that, too.
It gets so tiny.
Perhaps you should eat raw.
Yeah.
You could. Wait, can you eat that stuff raw? That would be.
Yes,
weird.
You can eat everything raw.
Not everything.
What can't you eat raw? That's a vegetable.
Rhubarb.
No. Oh, that's right. It'll kill you, right?
That's right.
Wait, will it kill you, or eating the leaves will kill you? I think.
I think it makes you crap strawberries. I don't know. Strawberry rhubarb.
I think that's
pie.
Only on days when you see unicorns.
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
Pooping marshmallows.
Yes.
I think it's what they say.
No,
unicorns,
but what can't you eat raw?
Rhubarb? There's got to be something else you can't. I bet there's some kind of mushroom. Right?
If you can't eat the mushroom raw, then why can't you eat it cooked?
There's got to be something else that you can't eat raw. Like
most commonly available foods can be eaten raw because there are idiots in the world.
And those idiots are still alive.
Correct.
Really? Yeah.
Because I can't think of anything off the top of my head that I would eat cooked that I would not eat raw. I mean, there's a bunch of things that I probably would not like to eat raw, like say potato.
Oh yeah. You want a bite of this potato over here?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like eat it like an apple.
Gross.
Yeah.
Potato I wouldn't want to have raw, right?
Yeah.
No potato
raw. Yeah.
But I think you can still eat it. It won't kill you, right?
I can taste it, so I must have done it sometime.
I've done it.
You can taste it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I must have done it sometime.
I've done it. I've tried a raw potato before. Yeah. It's gross.
Yeah. Awfully starchy.
Very starchy, yeah.
I need. You know what I need? I need, at this point,
yeah,
a sound clip of Gordon Ramsay going, it's raw!
Oh, that would be perfect.
Many parts of the pine tree are edible.
Really?
Really?
Says Yul Gibbons.
Who's that?
Yeah, who is that?
Oh, I have now dated myself. He's an old woodsman from way back.
He's an old
I assumed everybody knew that quote. Many parts of the pine tree are edible. I didn't quite get it that time either.
Is the bark edible?
I don't know.
What about the needles? That doesn't seem like a very appetizing thing.
Pine needles?
How about some pine needle salad?
Ew. It's sharp and pointy.
It's sharp. It'll like hone your esophagus on the way down.
And the other end, and yeah.
And there's disgusting sap.
Sap is gross.
Sap is really gross.
It's just, I hate that stuff. Just sticks onto you.
It smells gross, too.
Really
sap.
Gross.
Do animals eat sap?
I don't think so.
Really?
I don't know.
I know bugs eat it, right?
Well, there are some many kinds.
Bugs
reasons.
Are animals, I guess.
That's right.
Bugs are animals, too.
Yes.
Don't forget. Hell yeah. I forgot about that.
Bugs are animals. Should that be the title of this podcast? Should I change it?
That's pretty good. We don't want to change the
protein
URL anymore, though. We already had to change that twice.
Hey, Charlie.
She really wants to be on the show.
She
by
does.
The way.
But I really
why
like,
aren't we on mic?
I really like the phrase bugs are animals, too.
Yeah. That's pretty great.
Oh, how's Carly doing over
she
there?
She's staring at me. Oh, she looks at me, meows, and looks over there.
This is Derek's cat.
So she wants to...
Oh,
she's
really smart. She's obsessed with a toy that's up there.
She wants to play. Yeah, she knows. She's like, let's play. Hi, I'm doing a radio show right now. Yeah, okay. I don't know.
So what have you been doing today?
What have I been doing today? Well, not much. I was cleaning up quite a bit. I got a new graphic card, and I hope it's not slowing this thing up. I think it's okay. And cleaning up, and yeah, did some sound stuff, and that's pretty much it.
Chris, what about you? What have you been doing today?
Moping around the house.
Moping around?
Yeah.
In a sad way?
Well, a little bit.
Moping is very sad.
Oh, yeah. You know, we were talking about the dating scene out there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, let's not talk about, you know, our recent breakup. Let's not go there.
I'm sorry. That's so sad. Well.
I'm better now. Really.
Good.
Really.
Good.
I have had my injections.
Oh, what is
yes.
that? I don't know about that.
No.
And we will cheer you up. Because injections are important.
This show.
Right to the...
Say what?
Right to the brain. The Derek and Kay Show goes right to the brain.
That's right.
The Derek and Kay Show. The most professional, unprofessional show on the internet today.
Yes.
The Kay and Derek Show.
Oh.
Hi, Kay.
And we've come full circle.
That's right. We might have to record some of those a little later.
Well, is it time to take a breaky?
It might be.
And then...
we're way behind on a break. How about that?
Are we?
Yeah, I think we should probably take a break.
Okay, and then we've got the game coming up next.
Oh, is the game coming up next? We're going to get right on that?
It's next on the schedule.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, good times.
I'm ready.
You guys want to hear this. I'm going to have a game for you guys.
All right.
All coming up right after this.
All right.
This is the Derek and Kay Show.
My whole life, I felt like something was wrong. I thought maybe I was gay or transgender. But having tried both of those, it wasn't that. Then I realized what it was. I hate walking. Now, thanks to the Relax Power X motorized scooter from Ambulate, I haven't walked in 2 years. And I'm much happier. My cup is always half full. And thanks to the cup holder, it never spills. Now, I never have to worry about indigestion. I can roll my fat ass to the fridge without ever getting tired.
The Relax Power X motorized scooter from Ambulate comes with special parking permits for your car, so you can begin living a life of luxury. Why worry about health, your weight, or what people think of you? Now, you're faster. Motorized scooters are the future of the American lifestyle. Care? Evolution has stopped. From now on, it's up to us to improve life without the millions of years needed to naturally adapt to our ever-changing environment. And thanks to the brilliant minds at Ambulate, life just got a lot better.
Live a life of luxury with a motorized scooter.
We've taken the number one cause of tiredness, stress, and boredom and removed it from your life. That's right. Walk no more.
With the Relax Power X from Ambulate, it's not a wheelchair. It's a motorized scooter. You'll fly by your lesser evolved cousins with speed and ease.
As to the question, are you fat because you're on a scooter? Or are you on a scooter because you're fat? Who cares? It doesn't matter. You're on a scooter and they're not.
Feel the pride and importance and special treatment you deserve.
Carefree. That's the Relax Power X motorized scooter from Ambulate. Take the weight off your feet.
This is the Derek and Kay Show.
Call the Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
The Derek and Kay Show.
The most professional, unprofessional radio show on the internet today, the Derek and Kay Show.
This is for the people to be asking me how I do it. Also for the people to think that I put way too much into it. Sacrifice the to make the end.
Hey, it is the Derek and Kay Show. We are back.
Welcome back.
How about that, a life on a scooter? That could be interesting, huh?
I think you almost made Chris fall off the stool.
It was pretty great.
Right into my scooter.
It was pretty funny.
Awesome.
Hey, man.
Hey, Kay.
Do you want to know how people can get in touch with the Derek and Kay Show?
Do I want to know? Do I ever?
Do you want to know? All right, I'll tell you. You can email us at dkradioshow@gmail.com.
You've got mail.
Like us on Facebook by going to facebook.com/dkradio. Follow our blog at derekandkay.blogspot.com, which I have not updated in weeks.
You know, I meant to put something on there.
You keep saying
and after
that.
After the show, because I got a couple of visual things,
okay.
I will put something on there.
The day that you put something on the blog is the day that hell freezes over.
It will happen in the next 24 hours.
All right. Follow us on Twitter at our handle dkradioshow.
Whoops. I meant that. It's hard to see over the mic sometimes.
Call us when we're live at 661-467-2416. And if you want, call us even before we're live, 15 minutes before the show.
Yeah, apparently some people are into that.
That is also fun. Call us after we've gone off the air. Who knows?
Yeah.
Call us whenever you want. You might get through. Not sure.
You never know.
You never
and you know what? We're going to – I didn't announce this earlier, but we're going to have a call-in to win.
Calling to win.
Calling to win. It's that simple, and I think we're going to keep doing it. And if no one calls, no one wins. So it's a
so
little thing
is,
for our live listeners
this
to.
This is our listen to the live listen live incentive.
Yes, that might happen in the second half of this show.
What is the prize?
Keep you listening. I believe it's going to be a $10 Amazon gift card.
Oh, that's very useful because you
coming
can get friggin' anything on Amazon.
Anything. Anything.
It used to be books, but oh no.
Oh, it's much more than books.
It's now anything. You could probably get like a rhinoceros or something on Amazon. Probably a good deal, too.
A rhinoceros?
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
Probably no free shipping, though, even on Amazon Prime.
Yeah, they're heavy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta. You can't. It's really heavy.
Then they may hurt the postman, too.
That's
so,
true.
Special handling.
You can't
handling.
Just sling that over your shoulder.
Yeah,
one of
those bags. That's a crazy yeah. delivery. Friggin' rhinoceros.
Oh, boy. Are you guys
okay.
ready for a game?
What's next?
You guys want to play a game?
Us you guys, two, so I'm here. Okay.
Do you two want to play a game?
I'm ready to play
sure.
a
Did you hear,
payback game.
Both for Chris and people who are listening who might have not heard our last show. Or was it two shows? It was two shows ago.
Oh, good, because I did hear
it. Did you hear that?
I did.
So what did you think about that game? So it was called...
Name That Homophone.
Let's Make Fun of Derek. And... Well, you know, I'm horrible at spelling. I'm horrible with words in general. That's why I do a podcast. So I can just
You're
talk.
Good at speaking.
I'm pretty good at speaking. I
yeah.
got no problems there. Yeah, you know. But
I'm right with
that
you.
That was terrible.
Right
are,
there
are,
with
are you really?
Yeah.
Well, this game, don't worry, because this game is nothing like that game.
Is this going to make me
no
cry?
No letters involved.
No, this is not going to make you cry.
Okay.
Actually, I almost said getting you off easy. That would be weird.
Yes.
It's
Well, if that's all it took, that, you know, that would be weird.
Wow, I don't even know. No, but I'm letting you off easy.
Oh, okay.
As this is a multiple guess.
A multiple choice?
Yes.
How many guesses do we get?
How many guesses do you get?
Well, if it's multiple guesses, we need multiple guesses.
Do I get multiple guesses?
I didn't have enough time to do this, but I almost wanted you guys to have a card, and then you're going to show up, and you're going to reveal and speak.
Okay.
Maybe yeah.
Can we still?
Well, maybe
do
you
that?
Should teach us American Sign Language first.
Yeah.
Here, we can hold up that you know the numbers. What
is it? Is it a yes or no, true or false thing?
I give you a piece of paper for each one.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you what it is in a minute, but I don't
okay.
want to give the game away. So you're each going to get two pieces of paper.
Alrighty.
And there's going to be one answer on each piece of paper.
Okay.
And then
but these,
time,
these pieces of paper are blank. There are no answers on these
that's
paper.
Right. Let me do,
I got a pen. I'm super excited to be humiliated.
Oh, here you
Okay.
All right, I got a pen. I got 8 pens over here.
Okay, you ready?
I'm ready.
This is similar. We used to do a game a while ago called This or That. It's a little similar to that.
Yeah?
Or this, depending on when. No, but so basically there's going to be an item.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to name the item,
uh-huh.
and you're going to say what it is.
Okay.
But I'm also looking for, because it's too easy, you know, it's way too easy for you. I also want maybe a little explanation of why you think it might be that item.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
So, I just play a little bit of this. Play. Okay, cool. All right. Good.
I'm ready.
Yeah.
I'm ready for your goddamn
it's
game.
It's time for car part or sex toy. Yeah. Right? That's fun. You get the basic gist of the game then, right?
So you did mean... get her off.
So why don't, on your pieces of paper, why don't you each write down one piece of paper, car part,
okay.
and the other piece of paper, sex toy. And then when I give out the item, we're going to each reveal and speak. Because if you just reveal it, then people at home aren't going to necessarily know it's, you know, this is the radio show.
Okay.
Oh, and I'll keep score here.
All right, I'm ready.
All right.
I wrote on my pieces of paper.
All right, this is exciting, right?
Yes,
I have actually filled out the answers already.
You have? Well, there's going to be 10.
10?
10?
Yeah.
Oh.
All right.
I don't think I'm that creative.
All right. I'm ready.
All right. So you guys are ready?
Okay. I'm ready.
Are you
It's time
ready?
For car part or sex toy.
All right, let's do it. Number one.
You worked hard on those.
Yeah, well, you know. I had to do something. Number one. So just get your cards ready when
they're
I say
ready.
It.
They're
and then
ready.
we'll start with K just because, you know. But I want you to have
just
your
because.
Card selected.
Oh, and then we just raise it up.
Yeah, but you're going to speak it too, but I want you to have it picked, you know, ahead of time. Okay.
I have to speak it? What do you mean? I have to say car part of sex toy?
Well, you know, yeah, but you got to reveal it. This way I know so no one's cheating.
Oh, okay.
You know, he might change
his
answers.
Oh, okay.
You know, I got to make sure you guys are honest.
Honesty.
Yeah.
Okay.
I could just went honest here, but it's okay.
Okay.
Okay, number one. Thrust arm pushing.
What's it?
Thrust arm pushing.
Thrust arm pushing?
Yes.
I think... Do we
Chris,
reveal our answers now?
Chris has his selected.
I think it's a car part.
As does Chris.
Yes. Whoops.
There's your vagina.
I didn't mean to press that. I meant to press this.
Nice beaver.
Oh, wait a minute. These aren't labeled right. That's for something else. I meant to press this. There we go. Okay. Well, this
Yay!
Is a new show for us. Yeah, very good. Okay. I'm in a new game.
Do
okay.
I have to say why I think it's a car part?
We'll just because of this botch, we'll just move on to the next one.
All right.
You might have to describe. You might have to.
Well, I thought the bushing gave it away.
Yeah, the bushing was
the bushing,
like you wouldn't.
Yeah, it's
yeah,
too
yeah,
obvious.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
too obvious
yeah,
on that
bushing,
one.
Come
okay.
On.
Okay. Number two. Front downpipe.
Front downpipe.
Mm-hmm. Chris is going to go with his answer first.
It's a car part.
I also believe it's a car part.
That's right.
Yay!
Wow, you guys are doing really well. All right, so it's 2-2. Okay. All right, number three. Silked squeal.
What?
Once again, please.
It is silked squeal.
Silked squeal?
Yeah.
Okay. Is it a sex toy?
Oops. Yes.
Oh, that's good because that's what my piece of paper says.
All right. Good.
What the hell kind of sex toy is it?
This is like what I would call a thousand cat tongues. It's like a wheel of tongues that just spins around. Exactly.
Does it have like little knobs on it?
I don't really know. I had to look some of the stuff up, so I don't really know. It just looks like a lot of little cat tongues on a wheel and it spins. Imagine that.
Literally look like a lot of cat tongues on a wheel.
Yeah. Exactly. And the other ones, the front downpipe is a car exhaust, and then the, of course, the thrush arm bushing is a car steering control arm.
I'm more interested in the silken squeal.
Okay, we can look those up later.
Okay.
So you guys are, wow, maybe this is too easy. I had someone. Okay, so it's 3-3. Going to number four. Finger rimmer.
Repeat, please. Repeat.
Finger rimmer. I think, is it Chris's turn to go first?
I'll go first.
Okay.
Are you ready, Kit?
Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead, Chris.
She's not ready.
Okay. Oh, she's not ready?
No, I'm not ready. I'm still trying to make
okay,
a decision.
Okay, we can keep going.
Wouldn't want to prejudice.
It's a pretty close game here. Isn't it?
All right. It could be wrong, but I believe this to be a car part.
As do I.
You guys are wrong. A finger rimmer is a device. I'm not exactly sure, but
is it going the bad place?
It's labeled for beginner anal play.
It goes in the bad place.
I'm just
going to
say that, yeah. Yeah.
25% of Americans don't think it's such a bad place.
I guess not.
Hey, that's an interesting number. Where'd you pull that out of?
I read it somewhere. In a sex book.
I didn't think that was going to... Okay.
You
guys are still tied, though.
I'm going with Don and Mike, and I agree that it's the bad place.
It's the bad place, is what they say, yeah. All right. Number five.
Finger rimmer.
Head gasket.
All right.
Kay says it's a...
car part.
Right.
Chris agrees.
All right. Wow, you guys are really on each other here. It's 4-4.
Well, if I saw anything that was a sex toy that had a gasket, I would definitely be interested in how it works.
Well, you never know.
I think our perceptions of the universe are exactly alike.
Let me just reset here because we just finished number five, and those of you just tuning in, we are playing.
It's time for Car Part or Sex Toy.
I think that you just wanted an excuse to play that again.
I really did. Yeah, it's so good. I mean, I have to say myself, it's pretty good. Okay, number six.
Number six.
We got transfer case shifter boot.
Boot?
With single nipple.
One more time for the cheap seats in the back.
Transfer case shifter boot with single nipple. I think it's Kay's turn to answer this one.
All right. I believe this to be a car part, even though it doesn't sound like a car part.
It sounds like a car part to me.
It is a car part. You both are right. Jeez. What are we going to do with a tiebreaker?
Why play with just a single nipple when you can have two?
When you can have four.
Or three.
For some people.
Yes.
I don't know what I'm going to do for a tiebreaker. That's what I'm thinking. Okay, we're going to go number...
We can't have a tie? It's like tennis?
No, you guys. Someone's got to win, right? Yeah, someone's got to win.
No. It can be love. It can be love.
Oh, isn't that nice?
Yeah.
I might have to do a fill-in-the-blank or something. Okay.
Fill-in-the-blank.
Number seven.
Well, I could potentially still get one wrong.
Prolong ring.
Prolong ring?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I believe this to be a sex toy.
As does Chris.
That is correct. Wow.
And probably something I...
It's a...
I don't want to mess with because it's not for me.
It's not... it wouldn't be. I mean, it's a stretchable, thing for your schwanz.
And I think it goes on too long to begin with. Sometimes. Just saying.
You mean time-wise?
Yes, time-wise.
Yeah.
Time-wise.
You know, most people agree that 3 days is far too long.
it's a long time to be doing that.
That's pretty good. You got
to
stop and eat and stuff like that. Get right back into it.
I got things to do, chores, television.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Number eight.
Number eight.
You guys are tied, by the way. 6-6.
We're doing pretty good.
This is really unbelievable here. Number eight. I don't know what I'm thinking. Crankcase breather.
Crankcase breather?
That's right.
All right.
I think Chris is going to go first.
I think it's a car part. Unless it's an ex-girlfriend.
I also believe it's a car part.
That's right. It is a car part.
Yes.
Wow, you guys.
Yes.
It's just really, okay. Number nine.
We
have strut mount and boot kits.
Strut kit?
Yeah.
All right.
Kate says?
I believe this is a car part.
Chris concurs.
All right. Wow. You guys are nailing this. Wow. And the last
step. The one.
And the last
Except
one.
For the one where we both botched. What was that, finger rimmer?
That's right. Yeah. I can't believe you both got that one wrong. It's really interesting. I would have come up with a tiebreaker. You guys both get this one right or wrong.
All right. From the truth.
Bullnose clamp? That's right, bullnose clamp.
Oh, wait, I have a comment on this one later.
All right.
Okay.
This is what I think.
Oh, wait, I'm not ready.
You're not ready?
Because I got to convince myself I'm wrong.
Oh, he's thinking. He's still thinking.
Bull nose clamp.
Okay. Don't think too much of it.
Okay.
All right, we're gonna have Chris go first here.
I think it's a car part.
I believe it to be a sex toy.
Oh, my God. Wait, no, Kay is right.
I'm right?
It is a sex toy.
It is both. Okay, never mind.
Both a car part and a sex toy.
That was my comment.
Is it really?
I think so.
Wow.
What is it?
It is a nipple clamp.
I thought it was a nipple thing.
Yeah, right.
It's like a...
Yeah, it's kind of...
Oh, wait.
Yeah?
This is off. The game's skewed.
Wait, why do you mean the game's skewed?
What? What's wrong?
She's more familiar with nipples than I am. Oh, maybe that's
not
true.
Well, who knows?
You got some, too, hopefully.
Yeah, okay.
Unless you're like that guy who cut him off and ate his penis and balls. Remember that story?
Oh, geez.
Let's not talk about that.
Well, so Chris ended the game with 8 points, and Kay wins the game with 9 points.
Yes.
The winner is...
Kay Patterson Shaw!
Yay!
Wow.
I don't know if I should be proud of this win or not.
It's pretty good.
Hi, Kay.
Hi, Chris.
And that is how you play.
It's time for Car Part or Sex Toy.
Wait, what was the one where I really need to know? It was the wheel thing, the squeal thing.
Oh, we could look that up maybe after hours.
After hours?
Yeah, Google squeal. Silkwood squeal.
If anyone knows what it is, they can call us.
Or they can call in.
661-467-2416.
But you won't necessarily win one.
We don't have one. We don't know what it is.
Wow. But it's findable on Amazon, I bet.
I don't... nipple things skeeve me out.
Yeah. You don't like any of that action?
No.
Like clamps and
chains
and all that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a very sensitive area. I don't want to be like... clamping things on it and like needles or things in that general vicinity.
Sure. I didn't mean to like take us in that direction. I guess that's the way the game is.
Well,
and that's what happens.
That's what happens when we play.
It's time for Car Part or Sex Toy.
Did you like that?
Thank you. I do appreciate that.
Well, that's a very good game.
Well, thank you. We may have to play that again with some other guests.
I think we will.
It could be pretty good.
It was actually kind of hard. I was like struggling that I wouldn't get them
but
right.
But you guys did very well.
I did
very surprising.
Well.
Very good. Yeah.
I don't know what any of those car parts are. I have no idea. Well, no idea at all.
You got them.
I got them, whatever they are.
What's next? What do we got next? Are we taking a break and then coming back with...
Weird news. We can take a break or we can do the list of drinks.
Why don't we take a break and come back with the list of drinks?
Okay.
Can we do
sure.
that?
Fabulous. I'm all about it.
Awesome.
Great game.
Good game.
Good job with that.
Thank you so much. We're going to take a break, and we're going to come back with healthy drinks.
Healthy drinks.
All right. Awesome. All coming up right after this.
Ready to drink.
This is the Darrington Taste Show.
It's so hard to have a great time on your own.
It could be that great chalk and biscuit coating.
It's so hard to have a great time on your own.
It could be that smooth toffee ice cream in the center.
It's so hard to have a great time on your own.
It could be that whole delicious Golden Gate Time taste. Street Golden Gate Time. More like a party than an ice cream.
You've seen Siri help out Samuel L. Jackson and Zooey Deschanel, but can she assist Mel Gibson?
Why do I have
Sorry, I don't understand.
What the have you been doing?
Mel Gibson, your language. Temper now.
I got work! You're getting paid! I'm not!
Was it something I said?
Who was he? Who the was he?
I found 18 restaurants. 15 of them are fairly close to you.
Hooray!
Siri, only on the iPhone 4S, and now Mel Gibson proof.
Hey, Mel, go out.
This is the Darrington Taste Show.
Call the Darrington Taste Show at 661-467-2416.
The Derek and Kay Show.
The most professional, unprofessional radio show on the internet today. The Derek and Kay Show.
Yo, it's the Derek and Kay Show. We are back.
We are back, and we're in one piece.
Everything's okay.
It was a close one there for a few seconds.
I really wanted to, like, I didn't take time during the break to read, to look up. I'm obsessed with that little squeal thing. What is it?
I'll get you one for Christmas.
Nice.
No, we'll look that up maybe after hours.
Really?
Or if we get bored later.
If we get bored later.
Maybe a thousand cat tongue sex toy.
It sounds like nuts. I can't even imagine what the hell that would be.
We'll look it up.
I have an image in my head right now.
It's a rotating wheel, lots of tongue.
I wish I could draw it for you.
Chris did the sound pretty good earlier.
It actually sounds like something I might be interested in. I'm just saying.
Wow.
If you would like to say something to Derek and Kay Show, you can.
Yes.
Well, many
right.
ways.
That's right.
You can email us at dkradioshow@gmail.com.
You've got mail.
Like us on Facebook by going to facebook.com/dkradio. Follow our blog, which has no entries
soon,
like a month ago, at derekandkay.blogspot.com. Follow us on Twitter. Send us a tweet at DK Radio Show. That's our handle. And call us when we're live at 661-467-2416.
Yeah. Wow, that's right on there.
Anyway, we love a list. Don't we love a list?
Lists are so great.
Lists are so fun.
I'm excited.
I love lists.
Right?
Yeah.
So who doesn't love to have a nice, relaxing alcoholic beverage at the end of the day?
Oh,
Or if it's Sunday, maybe it's the beginning of the day.
Derek!
Or in the middle of the day.
That's right.
Derek!
Well, we support all types of alcoholics here.
We support all kinds of alcohol consumption and enjoyment.
Right.
Although I have been laying off this past 6 months, one day I'll get back there.
Get back on that horse.
So we've got a list of the 9 most healthiest alcoholic drinks that are out there.
This is interesting.
It's a list compiled
I'm excited about
from
this.
Jezebel.com.
All right.
So this is an order of least healthiest to most nutritional value.
Hmm.
Is that right?
Okay.
Did I say that right?
Yeah, no,
sure.
That's good.
Sure.
Yeah, no, that's good. Good. Yeah.
I expect fruit drinks.
Yeah, probably. Like a fruit-based drink. I agree.
We'll see.
That's probably
we'll
pretty
see.
High on the list. Yeah.
Stay tuned.
Ooh.
Okay. So number one. So we're going down the list. So number nine will be the healthiest.
Oh.
Number nine.
Well, can I guess?
Wait.
Would you like to guess?
Yeah, I think Bloody Mary is near the bottom of that list.
You think it's near the bottom?
As the unhealthy?
No, healthy.
As the healthiest.
Oh, as the healthiest. Yes.
Yeah.
I would say that's probably pretty healthy.
Could be.
Yeah.
Could
okay.
Be.
But
could
we're starting
be.
With the least healthy.
Starting with the least healthy of the healthy drinks.
Still
right.
Made the list, yeah.
Of the healthy drinks.
Which is still pretty healthy if you're on the top 10 healthy drinks.
Yeah, I suppose.
I'm just saying.
All right. I mean, not if you have like four or five of them. Then
that's
it's like
right.
Not really a piece of purpose. Okay. So number one on the list is vodka soda.
Oh.
Because
yes.
Of its low calorie value.
Mm.
So I think.
And it clears. Clears. Clears.
It clears.
Clears fluids. clears.
Yeah.
Clears.
You can drink that when you're coming off of something. Yeah. Surgery or whatnot. It's clears. Yeah.
Clear. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just said clear.
It's
like
okay.
Water.
Yeah.
Like water.
Yeah, it's clear.
Right.
It's good for you.
Because I think
you're, you have that with Jello. You know, you're great. You're real good.
I think vodka only has like 92 calories
yeah,
per serving
good.
Or something. And then like soda water has nothing. So.
Yeah.
I've lately started drinking soda water with pineapple juice.
Oh.
Yummy.
Also really good.
Makes the pineapple juice a little more palatable, a little less sweet. Yeah,
well,
but no alcohol
you know,
in it, though.
Well, that's kind of interesting that they go with a nearly a less calorie drink at the top as
oh.
Being healthy. I think maybe their criteria may be a bit skewed. Let's go on.
Interesting.
Well,
you're thinking you want more health benefits, perhaps?
We are.
Really
I want more nutritional.
We
oh,
are
okay,
talking
right.
About a list of healthy alcoholic beverages.
Right. Like, that's got to be better than having, like, let's say, like a dark rum and Coke. Like, that's probably,
no,
like,
that's
anything.
Right. That's,
like,
off,
think,
that's right off the list.
I think
yeah,
anything
sure.
In Coke is, like, on the
yeah.
Death list.
Right.
That's right. That's
yeah,
right.
It's bad. It's not going to make that list.
Well, unless you make it with, you know, Mexican Coke, right?
Yeah.
Because,
oh, Mexican
you know,
Coke.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
Right.
Versus,
that's
you
right.
Know, the cornstarch. Yeah. That makes all the difference.
But it makes it a little bit better.
It probably
okay.
Makes it tastier.
Makes you feel okay a little bit.
Maybe a little.
You can, in fact, convince yourself.
Oh, this drink's
yeah.
So good. It's got sugar in it.
Yeah, sugar instead of high fructose corn syrup.
Yeah.
Way
my,
better.
My life is so much better now.
You'll die.
2 seconds.
A minute later.
Minute!
I'll give you a minute on the Mexican Coke.
Oh. It's
all right.
Stuff,
number two is something called a Michelada.
What is that?
It's apparently, I never heard of it. Ready? Beer, limes, Worcestershire sauce.
Oh, my God.
Valentina hot sauce, black pepper, sea salt, and ice.
Oh, jeez.
Well, because you won't keep it down?
Why is it? Yeah.
They said...
Exactly, that's what I'm thinking.
It actually doesn't sound too bad to me.
It sounds
said,
like I can't keep that down.
It's said because beer...
Hot sauce in there?
Is made... Yes. And Worcestershire... I can't say it either. Worcestershire sauce.
You're right.
Worcestershire. That's one of the hardest words to say ever. Worcestershire. This is why I am not a voiceover artist.
And you can be sure that they say it different in England.
Probably.
Oh, I don't even want to think about what they say over there.
I bet they do. Yeah, yeah.
Worcestershire.
I'm surprised that beats out a vodka soda.
It does slightly because of the the hot pepper, the hot sauce made from hot peppers,
uh-huh.
Which is good for you, I guess. The beer, the lime juice has vitamin C.
Oh, good. Yummy.
The sea salt helps you replenish electrolytes.
And they also prevent scurvy, too.
The lime.
Yeah.
The lime. The Worcestershire sauce is a healthy cocktail already. It has vitamin B6, molasses, garlic cloves, and chili pepper extract to help build red blood cells and maintain nervous system function. It's also full of antioxidants, vitamin C, the hard-to-get vitamin K, which pretends which protects against hemorrhaging and bone loss, and niacin, which aids in digestion.
Wow.
Drop my folder.
I got to think about these things when I'm going to the bar next time.
You really should take this into consideration. If you want to live a minute longer, then you get one of these healthy drinks.
All right. Quote-unquote healthy.
Healthy. Quotation marks with your fingers when you say the word healthy.
That's right.
It's like, what's the healthiest donut? You know, like...
What's really. What's the healthier donut?
probably some boring like a plane with no frosting on it. A baked donut, probably healthier than a fried donut, though.
Yes, you're right.
You think? A vegan donut, which I've made.
Have you made vegan donuts?
Yeah, I have. They turned out very doughy. It was good for like one donut, and then they just... Yeah.
Interesting.
Number three.
All right.
Both whiskey and gin.
Say what? Just mixing the two?
Not mixing the two. They are
like that's a drink?
It's whiskey and or gin.
Okay.
Wow. Straight up.
I do like
because
whiskey.
Because of caloric value, yes.
I do like me a whiskey.
Because of what?
The caloric value.
Oh,
is low. I won't.
So straight up.
I don't drink the brown liquors as a rule. Oh. Are you looking for that button?
Oh, whoops. I just muted it. But.
Yes. Oh, you did? Yeah.
White people are so scared of black people.
As a rule, I don't drink the brown liquors.
Right.
White people are so scared.
What do you get against that? They're some of the best, I think.
It's bad experience.
Yeah.
Just can't do it. I go for the clear. I go for the gin. I go for the vodka.
Gin's good. Yeah, gin, vodka, yeah.
The clear tequila. Not the gold tequila.
Huh.
Can't handle the whiskey. The whiskey tastes good.
Oh, whiskey's so
good.
The
whiskey tastes good?
It does taste good.
Well, yeah, I never understood that. I still don't understand
you don't like
that.
The taste?
Oh, whiskey is some of the foulest stuff here on the planet.
I think it tastes amazing.
Oh, wow.
I think it tastes pretty good. I'll have still a little bit of whiskey every once in a while.
Yeah, it's
tastes
good
really
stuff.
Good. My dad loves the cognac.
Oh, I love that, too.
I think that is foul.
I got some of that. Oh, jeez. Oh, it's good stuff. Your dad is classy.
What kind of... Could you have the... Courvoisier?
Oh, I've got that.
Is that what you've got?
I got some of that. Yeah,
you do have the Courvoisier. What else you got? What's you packing over there? Oh, you don't the screen.
Oh, you're hitting the studio, too.
Well, that's a well-stocked cabinet there.
Yes, Derek has a well-stocked liquor cabinet.
My.
It's really something if I
yes,
do say
it
so
is.
Myself.
It's
and you do.
A lot going on in there.
I know I got another kind. I got the pear. That's good stuff.
Pear what?
He's got two of them. I don't know what they are.
Pear.
what is that?
That's cognac.
Oh, it's pear cognac?
Yeah, that's really good. That's
and
really,
it's shaped like a pear.
That's right. It's really good. Anyway, I'm sorry. I don't want to interrupt your list.
Number four.
But you're getting me excited about drinking.
Hey, that's what it's for. Number four, wine.
Oh, I'm not too surprised about that.
Yeah,
I feel like wine
will
be on the
list, right?
List.
It's
yeah,
got
definitely,
antioxidants,
definitely.
Potassium,
yeah.
Magnesium, flavonoids, and non-flavonoids. Reduced blood clots. Right.
You know, you're going through this list, and there's a little ditty that my parents used to sing in the car rides, you know. It's wine, wine, wine that makes you feel so fine in the core. It's wine, wine, wine that makes you feel so fine in the quartermaster's core.
What?
Wow.
And there's one for gin.
There's one for gin? Uh-oh. Would you
like to perform
that one?
Gin makes you smile and grin.
It sure does.
Yes, it does.
Wow.
I used to drink gin a lot
back
in the day.
I do like the gin.
I like a nice gin and tonic.
Oh, it's so good, yeah.
I used to be so hardcore in the gin martinis, though.
Really? Wow, that's
yes.
That's insane. I mean, I
used to be Tanqueray 10 all the time, hardcore.
Or a gin gimlet.
Spicy. Never had a gin gimlet before.
Oh, my gosh.
It's good?
Yeah, but that's like one and done.
Really?
Yeah.
The Tanqueray 10 martini was one and done.
Yeah.
If you had two, you big trouble.
Good stuff.
It's good stuff. Number five, you'll like this one, a Manhattan.
Oh, yes. Yes. Speaking of one and done, by the way.
What?
A Manhattan.
Yes.
Yes.
A Manhattan. One and done.
Yeah. I don't think I've had more than one at a time.
Have you had one since that time we had Manhattan during Spanish?
I'm sure I have, but like it's just a handful.
It's
I don't,
very
it's
powerful.
Not, I don't, yeah. I don't. It's like one of those things that you associate with that will wreck you.
Pass
yeah,
out.
Yeah.
Yes. It will... Pwn you.
Totally.
Number six, a mimosa or a Bellini.
Oh, that's good.
Because we're getting into the fruit juice category.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So also champagne, convinced on the wisdom that held red wine got its nutritional value from the grape skins, which are quickly removed from white wine. But it turns out that white wines have a ton of antioxidants, too. They're just different. So champagne is a sparkling wine, although
yeah.
It's liable to be sweet and calorie dense. That's a problem there. Orange juice is full of vitamin C, blah, 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 thiamine, all that crap, folic acid. What else? And Bellinis, we're using peach juice.
Oh, which is good.
So that's even more vitamin C, vitamin A, and vitamin B, folate, riboflavin, niacin, thiamine.
Mmm.
That sounds like theremin, doesn't it? Thiamine?
It does. And it looks like it on paper, probably.
It does.
Too.
It was very confusing. Yeah. I was like, am I going to say theremin?
I do like a Bellini.
I like a Bellini, too.
That's good.
I'm sorry. What's a Bellini?
It's like a mimosa, but with peach juice.
So it's peach juice and champagne, huh?
Okay. Yes.
Cool. That does sound delish.
He was also a fantastic opera composer.
Oh.
Did he invent it?
I think the drink was named after Bellini.
Oh, that's interesting.
I think. Not sure. Could be wrong. That's what I think. Number 7, my personal favorite.
Oh?
I'm so glad it's high on the list. Guinness.
What?
High on the list.
I am surprised to hear that one, yeah.
Apparently it's full of nutrients.
Oh, man, I can't do that.
It's very toothy. It's very toothy. Oh, that stuff's thick.
In fact,
you can't even see through the glass.
It's been shown to have similar antioxidant properties to red wine.
That is not for me.
You don't like the Guinness?
I can't do that.
I
am really surprised. Guinness. I didn't know that.
You didn't know that?
I don't think I knew that.
Oh, I love Guinness.
I'm surprised to hear that.
If I have a choice of like any beer that's available on tap, I will always choose Guinness. Unless it's like really hot and I'm like, oh,
yeah,
give me like a little light beer.
Thick. You don't want to be drinking oatmeal.
Yeah,
or
give
something.
Me something like water, like a Corolla.
Yeah. But Guinness tastes very similar to coffee, which is why I like it so much, I think. It's got a coffee kind of thing going on.
Yeah, it's thick, like
it's
thick.
It's bitter. It's got it's
almost chocolatey,
sweet. Yeah, it's really good.
Oh, I can't.
You can't take it.
I can't do it.
I can't
put it down. Can't put it down.
So good.
Maybe you should try it. Like black and tan sometimes.
Oh, black and tan is ridiculous.
Oh my gosh.
So good.
It just sounds really. I just can't.
All right, you can't play that sound clip anymore. That upsets me.
That's what I'm thinking when I hear Guinness.
No, but you know the harps. Thins out the Guinness.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's why you should have a black and
half
tan.
And half. It's black and tan. So.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen that before.
It's fun.
I'm gonna, yummy. I'm going to be yours.
Don't. No, it's fine.
Come on. Broaden your taste buds.
Okay.
You know.
I was going to say, I probably like every drink on this list because I just like lots of drinks.
Except for that one.
Mm-hmm.
All right, number 8. We're getting close to the end here.
All right.
Sangria.
Oh, that's not surprising.
So it's not low calorie, but it's got all the fruit juice and
the fruit. Which is good. You got pieces of fruit in there.
So which is getting all those vitamins, flavonoids, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And number 1, which you probably guessed, is in fact a Bloody Mary.
Oh, wow.
I think mostly because of the tomato.
That makes sense.
With the lycopene and the whatever hell else is in here.
Right.
Vitamins and potassium and
right.
Cancer protective properties. And horseradish, which fights the common cold. And it's an analgesic, antibiotic properties, and protective against UTIs. Cancer fighting properties called glucosinolates. And the celery.
Ah, they did mention the celery.
The celery.
They did mention celery.
It's got to be key.
Is celery good for you? And I
like celery.
It says, it's been known to fight cancer, lower high blood pressure, and ease insomnia, prevent kidney stones, and help with digestive problems. I actually do love celery, but I feel like it has like very low nutritional value. Like you're like working really hard.
It's like a roughage, right, or something?
Yeah.
You know what they say? I don't know.
It's like mostly
water.
The roughage is good for you.
Yeah, it's like a pipe cleaner.
I love celery. Celery tastes so good.
It is good.
I love now, especially.
How do you like your celery?
I like to eat it raw, but lately I've been cooking it, and it's really good.
It's good, yeah?
Yes. I've been putting it in with the beans and rice.
Oh, that's good.
It's spectacular with some cumin.
How do you like it raw? Do you like anything with it raw, or you just chew it? You just
almond butter.
Right into it? Oh, yeah.
With some raisins.
Yeah, some people do like the peanut butter.
Ants on a log. Except I do it with almond butter, because peanut butter upsets my stomach a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But the almond butter is yummy. Even if it costs $11 a dollar.
Oh, it's crazy expensive.
It's so expensive.
Crazy expensive compared to like peanut butter, yeah. Wow.
So that is the list.
That is a great list. Yeah, I like that. That's really good. I like a drink. I like a list. A drink list even better.
A list is good, right?
We are about at the top of the hour here, so we take a break and come back with
weird news.
Weird news.
That sounds just about right.
All
right,
at the top of the hour.
We're doing news. We're doing weather and traffic.
All right.
And the weird news.
All right, all coming up.
The Derek and Kay Show.
This is the Derek and Kay Show.
Some chicken places let their food sit under heat lamps for hours on end. At Harold's Chicken Shack, our food is made to order and served up fresh every day. No heat lamps here. We offer the best fried chicken, livers, gizzards, and catfish in the country. Harold's Chicken Shack is now open in Fairview Heights. Look for the brand new Harold's Chicken Shack next to St. Clair Square, across from Schnucks. And don't forget about our $3.99 lunch specials Monday through Friday. Call in, walk in, heck, fax it in. Harold's Chicken Shack, the fried chicken.
Simon and Nigel have long dominated the art world in Europe. Now, an incredible career retrospective arrives at Nuka. Back in the 1970s, they proved that flowers could be sexual by having sex with them. Then in 1987, they wowed America with their coffee table art book called The Anorexic and the Gimp in Wonderland. And it's been nonstop incredulity ever since. Now these two middle-aged British homosexuals are photographing themselves reenacting famous atrocities in history, dressed as gorillas. Once you see Hitler portrayed as a gorilla, it will explain the war in a way you never imagined. It is truly shocking. See their once-in-a-lifetime career showcase at the Nuka Museum.
This is the Derek and Kay Show.
Call the Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
The Derek and Kay Show.
The future is now. The Derek and Kay Show.
Hey, it's Derek and Kay Show, and we are back.
Welcome back. The traffic outside is great.
Yes,
and the weather is hot.
It is hot. It's really hot out there.
That's your traffic and weather on the twos on the Derek and Kay Show on Boston Radio. Thanks for joining us.
Yes.
Yes.
Also coming up, I should mention.
What's coming up?
Call In to Win will be coming up a little later in the program.
Oh, fantastical.
So if you're listening live, we're going to reward you.
Yes.
Coming in a little later. We'll explain more about that, and you'll know when that is happening.
So
you can call anytime.
We encourage you to listen live to the show. It's more fun when you interact with us here at the Derek and Kay Show.
Right.
You can give us a call at 661-467-2416, which you probably see on the right-hand corner of your screen if you're listening live to the show. But you can also subscribe to our feed on iTunes.
That's right.
So that you can listen to our shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
That's right.
Anytime. Sharing them with you.
Anytime we have a show, it shows up there. They just keep coming every time we do a show.
It's like magic.
It's like the Derek and Kay Show inbox.
The Derek and Kay Show inbox. And we should really make an app. That app we talked about last week,
I think
we should do it.
That could be pretty great.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be really great.
We're not going to give it away to all you squatters out there who want to take the idea from us.
Yeah, we're not going to speak about it.
All you jerks out there.
It's a hot app. Can't say anything about it.
Top secret. We're going to make tons of dough.
Tons of dough.
I'm willing to sell the secret to anyone who calls.
Uh-oh.
We got our own Duke from the Bush and Beans ad campaign over here.
All right. Well, you know, it is time for Weird News.
I'm excited. This is when I sit back and I don't do anything, which is fantastic.
And it's also time when I play this song, and that means I'm doing Weird News, in case anyone's wondering.
I was wondering.
This one comes to us from Florida. Oh, I should have saved this one from last. But there's been a man there at a CVS who's been buying and tampering with enemas.
What?
Yeah, he's been buying enemas and then returning them used. Sealing up the packages with, you know, glue and tape, making it look like they've never been used. And a CVS employee thought it was a little strange that the same man kept returning these items to the store. Later on June 12th,
they brought him in for laboratory testing, and they found presence of fecal matter. Yeah, so if you're buying these in Florida, be sure to make sure they're not opened. And that's what's happening in Florida.
I don't even know what to say to that story.
Yeah, that's a good one, right? I mean, that one, I got that one pretty close to the beginning of the show.
When did that happen?
I was going to save that for, I think this came in the weird news around July 3rd.
That's just gross.
Yeah.
It's like,
so,
I...
What? What is weird about the circus,
we're both...
Derek? Was there a childhood incident? Why is the circus weird?
The circus.
I just want to know.
The circus?
The circus is weird.
By the way, I hate the circus.
Yeah, I do too.
If I ever have children and they want to go to the circus, their dad is taking them. I'm not going to the freaking circus. I hate it. I think a circus is the worst thing ever. I'm sorry. Anybody who works for the circus or ran away from the circus, what is your cat doing?
I'm distracted by Carly. She's loving your hat. I hope she doesn't eat it or something.
I think she's just smelling it. But anyway, back to the circus. I hate the circus. I think it's the worst thing ever. And I hate when I see commercials for the Big Apple Circus on the TV.
It looks so stupid.
I want to throw the TV out the window.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Well, any circus that has elephants should be boycotted. You actually break the will of the elephants in order to break
really?
Them around.
Yeah. So that's a known thing.
You have to completely break their will in order to perform with them.
That sounds horrible now.
It is. It is quite horrible.
That does sound horrible.
Elephants can kill you.
Not if they're broken.
I'm scared of elephants.
Ah. If they're broken elephants.
Right. Yeah, break
sounds like own. A like the world's worst children's book.
Or a great band name.
The Broken Elephant.
Wow.
Just saying.
That's pretty good.
How did we get to the circus? How did we get there from
The theme
the
music
anima,
for
anima.
The theme music for the news of the weird.
That's
sounded quite like a
such
circus
weird news,
theme.
But, huh?
Weird news.
Oh, it's the chicken dance.
A chicken dance?
I don't know
sounds
why.
Like circus, dance. Sounds like circus dance to me.
Well, this,
I'm sorry.
This is circus music.
Yes, I know. So,
But we're actually going to get back to the weird news.
Okay,
this,
good.
This is the chicken dance music. Okay.
It's a random segue.
It always comes back to that. This one comes to us from Washington.
State or D.C.?
Doesn't say.
Oh, I got you there.
I believe it's Washington.
Let me
A.C.?
Let me just keep reading now. He's a barbecue. He accidentally digests a steel bristle from a barbecue brush. I don't know how that happens. But
that's also like akin to eating a pine needle, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really horrible. But I guess it could be poisonous. It could cause a lot of damage. He had to have a CAT scan, and he had to have surgery to have it removed. I guess it could be fatal. Just a little, it's like a little thing like that. He's expected to recover fine, and that's what's happening in Washington. Not sure state or you know.
I'm sure that it's like eating a small needle.
I guess so.
Double-sided needle.
That's got me paranoid though. I don't want to be like, I don't know, because I'm paranoid of. Ever since I thought I sucked up a piece of zip tie when I was blowing my nose.
I remember that.
Like, I'm paranoid. I don't want anything to be stuck in my throat or, you know, this great voice.
The most professional, unprofessional radio show on the internet today.
But I was
Derek and
I was blowing
okay.
my
we're,
nose.
We're all
and,
paranoid about things, about individual
yeah.
things.
Right, but that's why, you know, Lord of the Rings, the blade, the piece of the blade that's working its way into the heart is so powerful, right? Because everybody doesn't want little pieces of something.
Was that in the movie? Because if it wasn't in the movie, I don't know about it.
Okay. I only saw the first movie.
I
Very
saw
good.
All three.
By the way, take notes at home. Saw that.
Oh, that's right.
This is a game.
Of course, I could be completely wrong. That might not be in The Lord of the Rings at all.
Wait, hold on. You saw The Lord of the Rings?
I know. Isn't that amazing? It's totally crazy, right?
How did that happen?
I saw the first one. I think I got...
Did you see the entire movie?
Yes.
So you sat there from beginning to end and watched the movie.
It was like 3 hours.
Yeah, it's long.
It's really long.
It's really long.
Who were you with?
I don't remember. It was so long.
You don't remember who you were with?
I just want to know who held you down.
Yeah, probably, were you a prisoner somewhere?
No. I was like, okay. Someone said you want to go, and I was like, my inside voice was like, not really.
Were you in the theater?
Yeah, we went to the theater, but I'm happy I saw it.
So you were forced to sit there in the theater.
Some of it was good. Yeah, there's no walking out.
Did the zip ties help?
No, they did not. That was pretty crazy, though.
Have Have you sat and watched an entire movie at home ever?
Oh, I'm sure I've had.
Because a lot of the responses from Has Derek Seen It were like, I think I saw like an hour and then I fell asleep, or I think I saw most of it, but I'm not sure.
Yeah. There is a couple of those. There's a couple of those that you mentioned that just happen to be that way. I'm not one.
So your whole life's not short attention span theater?
I'm not one. No, it's not at all. Because I'm actually the opposite. It would really bother me if I didn't watch a whole thing of something.
Really?
Okay, so what's the best movie ever?
You know what? I'm not into movies. it's really what it is. I'm really not. There's movies that I like. I don't even have, like, everyone has like a favorite movie, and that's a good question. You think I would have one.
Yeah, but you don't.
I don't think I really do.
No.
I like Back to the Future.
Have you seen Fight Club?
No, I have not.
That's on my top 10.
Is it? I have not also seen Fight Club.
Fight Club, top 10. Absolutely.
All right, we're going to get back into it. This one comes to us from Texas. Police say, this is a crazy ass story. Police say that a naked man crashed his pickup truck into a mall entrance, then drove over a few kiosks and got out of the truck in the nude and tried on a few clothes. He was at a Champ Sporting Goods place, and he's a 35-year-old, Arthur Walker is his name, from Dallas. He was jailed without bonds. No one was injured, amazingly. You got this truck, driving through.
I feel like that always happens when people do that kind of stuff. Like, miraculously, like, no one is hurt.
I know, it's amazing. He's driving through a mall. Like, you see a mall so crowded, you got people walking around. He drove over two kiosks, and,
no one was at the kiosk?
No, and that's what's happening in Texas.
That is definitely a weird story, and I'm gotta say that I hate a mall kiosk.
I hate those too.
I hate them.
And let me tell you something. I'm hating them.
They always try to get you.
Exactly.
Yes.
And they're all. It's getting worse. I think it's getting worse.
Getting worse. Yeah.
Like they're wandering around their little perimeter, their little orbit of the kiosk.
Yeah, they got an orbit. Yes, they have an orbit.
And they're getting outside and they're getting to you.
God forbid you step inside the orbit.
Yeah, I try to avoid them. I'm trying to think of, there's got to be a creative way to get around those people without just saying no, thank you. Like, I want to just, like, scream or something.
I walk around with headphones because I can't even deal
with people. I guess that works.
Yeah, and it's really been annoying to me when they started using the nets and the tasers.
Right.
And the tractor beam.
That's a little bit intense, right, yeah. When they're pulling you in.
And it's mostly, it's a lot of those, like, skin product places that
they
are like the
try
most.
Try a little bit of that.
The most like aggressive. Yeah. They're like, "Would you like to try our face cream?" And I'm like, "Do I look like I need to try your face cream?
Something wrong with my
ass?
Face? That's right."
Or like, "Would you like a hand massage?" No, ew.
It's just so weird, like a random person coming up to you.
Can I be intimate with your knuckles?
Yes.
Hey now.
Wow.
I hate kiosks. I hate them.
Yeah, I hate them too. And then, none of them sell anything good.
No.
Actually, there's one, I have to say, there's one.
Is there one in Cambridgeside that sells something good?
Well, there's one in Copley that.
Really?
That's some nice, like, jewelry.
Copley,
I think I bought one once.
Copley.
They're a little more classy.
And the Prue have nice kiosks.
Yeah.
They don't try to grab you. They're
right.
They're just
things that are there.
Their wear.
I think, yeah, those are
that
a different.
That I can handle.
Those are a different class altogether.
They are. Is the Hello Kitty kiosk still
open? I think that is.
I freaking love that. It's in front of the Sephora, isn't it?
It's sort of near there. And it's
awesome
near it's near GameStop, actually, yeah.
Yes, and it's right in front of between GameStop and Sephora. This is like it's like the ultimate trifecta of amazing places. Like GameStop, yes. Sephora, yes.
And there you go, Hello
Kitty kiosk, it's the Triforce.
And they got all that stuff.
I love it.
Oh, what is this?
Oh.
I didn't. That one's not labeled.
I've patronized the Hello Kitty kiosk more than once. I have to say
it's pretty great.
Yes, and the GameStop and the Sephora.
I've been all those places.
It's girly, it's nerdy, and it's cute. It's everything, right? Yes.
GameStop.
I was wondering when that was going to come on today.
It had to. Okay. California.
A
this
fun
one
place.
Does come to us from California. We have surfing goats riding the waves in Orange County.
Really?
Two goats named Goatee and Pismo are now wowing California beachgoers as they show off their
goat surfing skill.
One of the goat's names is Goatee. Really?
Yes.
And Pismo as in Pismo Beach?
I guess so.
That's very punny.
He taught his goats to surf because he loves the ride and loves the waves and thought they would like it too. He got the goats originally to...
Sorry.
Yeah, he got the goats originally to eat some brush and take care of his lawns, I guess. Just eat a bunch of stuff. But now he brings them to the beach. And that's what's happening in California.
Is that what happens in California? Instead of using lawn tools, you just get a goat?
David Letterman thing. What's that?
That's what happens in California, and you just get a goat instead of, like,
I guess
lawn
so. I know a lot of people around here get goats and stuff like that.
What? What are you talking about?
I know a couple people that had... growing up, I knew people that had goats, and they just, like, wander them around. They eat up a bunch of brush and stuff.
What?
Yeah, I work with people who have goats.
I've never heard of that before.
We got a YouTube video of the goat surfing here.
I had some goat's milk yogurt, by the way.
Oh, goat's milk?
Gross.
Now, I've tried it with a dog, and you see a lot of that, but a goat? Okay.
We'll put this on our blog.
I think the tandem goat thing was a big success.
And
they did a pretty good job.
A goat on a
surfboard. And it was pretty good. I love surfing, so I figured the goats would like surfing.
Look at that. The goats. They're going backwards.
They look friggin' terrified.
Awesome.
They got the stiff legs, like they're like, oh crap, we fall off, we're in the ocean.
But they're not like...
They got right in the Pacific.
But they're not like trying to get away. Well, I mean, maybe they don't. Do goats swim?
I think they're smart. I think goats swim. I think all animals swim.
This doesn't look like a steep slope.
I think goats are smarter than we.
Oh.
What?
Yeah, I'll put this on the blog so people can see it.
And people should also look up a video of the fainting goats, which I think is terrible.
Oh, that is so great. I forgot about that.
That almost made me pee myself when I thought for
the
first time.
We both cracked up over that, yeah.
Oh, great.
And then another visual aid, or sort of audio, we were talking, was it last week we were talking about the Michigan urinal cakes?
Yes.
Well, I found this on YouTube.
Really?
So there's actually, I hope there's not an ad before this. I don't know. Let's click this here.
HST partnered with the Michigan Licensed Beverage Association, and their bars and restaurants who are members, to distribute a unique device. It's a talking urinal cake with a designated driver message.
Hey, listen up. That's right. I'm talking to you. Had a few drinks? Maybe a few too many. This is yourself and everyone else's favor. Call a cab. Oh, and don't forget, wash your hands.
The statistics show that...
It also tells you to wash your hands.
That's nice, right?
...three times more likely to drive drunk than women. So by going into bathrooms, we can target men specifically with a urinal communicator. And it helps...
Urinal communicator.
A guy can go in there, hear a woman's voice talking to him, and maybe go back and talk to his buddies about, hey, let's find a sober ride.
We're talking about this last week.
Yeah, I'm just wondering, just like, why?
Let's keep moving.
They're targeting the beer drinkers versus the mixed drinkers.
Do you think so?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know why. You know?
Yeah.
I think a urinal cake is a disgusting thing.
It's pretty
thing.
Gross, right?
Yes.
But when that talks to you?
It shouldn't be out.
I'd probably
in the public. Like, she's got it in her hand.
I know.
She's waving it in people's faces.
These people, like, look at these people are getting freaked out by it. They're like,
oh, man, I can get that from my wife. Come on.
I think that's good. I think that might save a lot of lives just because it might just wake a person up. You know what I'm saying? Just by
the toilet's talking to me.
Like, whoa, you know what I'm saying? Like, what's going on? So it's great. It probably sober a person up a little bit. That's a good idea, whoever came with that.
We are not the first state to do this. This is the first time we've deployed it in Michigan, but we do know some other states regionally have used similar messaging.
Messaging.
Well, you know, there's lots going on in urinals. Have you seen at airports the little design on a particular part of
the
urinal?
Yes, what? Like a bee.
Yeah, like a bee. Okay, and a little swirl.
It gives you something to shoot for.
It gives you something to aim at. And
guys
if you
like
aim,
that. Yeah,
well,
they do.
There is that. But if you aim for there...
Hold on.
There's less splash. Okay?
Hold on.
Yeah. Put so there's
Wait
less
a minute.
Splash.
I hate All right,
splash,
by stop. The way. Stop everything. You're telling me that in... The urinal at the airport, there is a bee illustration inside?
Yes, absolutely. Something to aim at, yep.
So you aim at the bee when you're peeing.
And then the splash, and the splash stays in the urinal.
Pee on the bee,
And there's less splash all about, there's less to clean up for the janitorial staff, yeah.
So did someone tell you about the bee, or is there a sign that says pee on the bee?
No, you don't need to be told.
You don't need to be told.
You're going.
You just
shift a little bit this way. Like,
really?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a Pavlovian response. You're just like, oh, bee, I got to pee on the pee.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Got to pee on the bee.
Got to pee on the bee.
Wow, a lot of good titles here, by the way.
That's so weird.
You know, and if you want to read about all sorts of subtle nudges like this, there's a book called Nudge.
Well, what else goes on in the men's bathroom? I know that it's gross in there.
It is gross in there.
Men are gross in the bathroom.
They really are. I
mean, not that women are not gross in the bathroom as well, which they are, because I've seen some really disgusting things in the bathroom mostly involving feminine hygiene products.
Oh, geez.
On the ceiling?
No. I'm just saying, after you use your feminine hygiene product, you got to really wrap it up good.
Let me say something, because we have shared individual bathrooms at work.
Yes.
So now it's kind of a new thing that I actually see those little separate units.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes that swinging door doesn't swing closed.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you might see a certain product. And I agree.
Floating?
No, just hanging out. Like, it's like a little trash thing for your feminine.
Oh.
So I do understand that.
And you got to make sure it all gets in there.
It all gets in there. And I completely understand about having it wrapped. Because you're just, I mean, it's weird as a guy just sitting there. And then you're sitting there and the little thing's right off to the side.
It's got
to
be wrapped up.
And then you see it and you catch a whiff of it.
It's got to be wrapped up, man.
Not good.
No matter what it is, it's got to be wrapped up. And I'm saying.
Pee on the bee.
Pee on the bee.
Pee on the bee.
That's so crazy to me. Like, I don't understand how that happens. Who would design it? Whoa, let's, I don't know. Let's, what should we put here for the aim thing?
It's actually
I don't know.
Brilliant. I think it's a good idea.
Well, yeah, no, and the
is the bee cute? Is it like a cartoon?
No,
or is it like
it
a photorealistic bee?
It's almost photorealistic.
Really?
It almost is. It's the ones I've seen.
How do you know it's not a real bee?
I think I've seen a fly.
Well, if it was a real one, I'd want to do it too.
That's exactly. You would do the same thing.
Is that real?
Okay. I think actually IKEA might have them. Does IKEA have them?
I don't know.
Really?
They might.
Is it a bee?
Pee and the bee. I don't know. That's
What pictures have you seen in the urinal besides the bee?
I think I've seen a bee, maybe a fly, but really small.
It's always a bug.
No, I've also seen a little swirly thing, sort of like
a little...
Oh, Target?
Well, no, but it's more,
I've seen a
spiral.
You've seen a bull right? You've seen a spiral.
I think I've seen a Target.
Has anyone seen a bullseye?
That's what I'm thinking, yeah. It was like a little red... I think I remember seeing
that. Like a
little
Target logo?
Yeah, I don't remember where you see that, though.
That's so strange. I never even heard of that before.
I know. Yeah, I didn't make it up.
I mean, I've never used a urinal, and hopefully we'll never use a urinal in my life, but I've seen several urinals. But I've never seen one with a bee inside.
Your life must feel awfully hollow right now.
It feels empty. I know. I want to see
nothing,
I want to see the urinal with a bee inside.
Nothing to aim for. Nothing to aim for.
I always feel like I'm in the wrong place whenever I see a urinal, though. I feel like I'm a crypt in the blood's place. Like I'm always like I'm looking around like what am I doing in
What's
here?
What's that used for?
Why do I see a urinal?
Yeah, exactly.
I need to get out of here really quickly. I get a fight or flight response. It's the whole thing with urinals.
I can understand that.
All right. So do you have another story?
That is the weird news.
Oh, that's it?
I think we should probably end it there.
Good job.
Thanks. Oh, here. Well, we take a break. And what do we got coming up? We got Colin Win. Colin to win.
Colin to win. And also we've got some epic drive-thru orders to go
so
through.
So Colin, if your name is Colin.
Colin. Colin to win.
Colin to win. I know somebody named Colin.
Me too.
Fabulous.
All right. We'll take a break. We'll be right back after this.
This is the Darren Kincaid Show.
I leave my kids at home unattended when I go out drinking, but I don't want them to get into trouble. What can I do? I petition Congress to outlaw everything that isn't suitable for children, but they're not listening.
Try the Vindication Angel Curse Buster BC.
Holy fucking shit!
That's right. The Vindication Angel Curse Buster BC monitors television and movies for profanity and replaces it with a convenient similar-sounding word.
Who the humble are you?
Codfish.
Come over here and lick my
banana bread.
Plus,
If your children try to watch gymnastics, women's tennis, or any other softcore pornography, you're sent a text message immediately so you can feel like you're parenting, even when you're not. With the Vindication Angel Curse Buster BC, you never have to worry about your children being exposed to profanity, nudity, bestiality, polygamy, drug or alcohol use, mooning, heavy petting, teabagging, attractive teen girls in bikinis, homosexuality, or science. The Vindication Angel Curse Buster BC. It's time to start editing reality.
This is the Darren Kincaid Show.
Call the Darren Kincaid Show at 661-467-2416.
The Darren Kincaid Show.
The most professional, unprofessional radio show on the internet today, the Derek and K Show. Hey, yo, it is the Derek and K Show. We are back.
We are back. We're going to do traffic on the 5, too.
Oh, we should, yeah.
Let's look out the window all. Boston traffic sucks.
There is no Red Sox game today, and therefore the traffic is actually quite light outside the window.
It actually wasn't too bad today, yeah,
on the way here. It's not too bad.
The Red Sox game ruins everything. They're in Florida today, I think they're playing the Blue.
Oh, are they? They could be.
Yeah. I checked that before I came. I checked it too soon before I came, though, because if I had a choice whether or not to drive or take the T, I would have been too late to take the T, so I should check earlier in the day. But luckily today, they are out of town.
Yes.
The Red Sox.
The Red Sox.
You had a look on your face for the last 15 seconds like you didn't know what the hell I was talking about, and I just kept on talking.
I got a little lost there for a second. I was thinking about a few other things. I was looking over here, looking over there. I'm okay.
You had the blankest look on your face like,
the Red Sox. Who's the Red Sox?
Who are they?
I'm all right.
Oh, my goodness. Well,
we should probably give out that phone number.
Well, call in to win. When do they call in?
Well, you know what?
You got to have a countdown?
I got a new sounder that I was working on.
All right. Well, if you're listening to the show from anywhere other than blogtalkradio.com,
right,
give us a call at 661-467-2416. And call in to win? What? I don't know. I'm not in on this.
Yeah, well, I'll play the sounder then.
Oh, there's a sounder.
Yeah.
Well,
let's see if it works. Call in to win. It is time. Yes, that is right. And now, this is where we give the number.
661-467-2416.
Let me try it one more time.
I like the hacky radio
sounder. It's pretty good, right?
Sounder.
Let's try it one more time.
Fantastic.
Here. Here we
go. Call in to win 661-467-2416. Call in to claim your prize.
That's right. It's time. If you've been listening live, now's your time. Yeah, I like it. It's good, right? It's pretty good. Solid.
You're working hard on that.
Oh, what's that actually?
That's Skype.
Oh, okay. We got one already. No.
I know. It was like, I thought that was going to be exciting, but it wasn't.
And if no one calls, then whatever. You know, we'll just do it again.
Then we all win.
Yeah, it's all good.
We all win. All right. I have got, so I don't know why I came across this today, but I was on YouTube, and apparently it's a thing to pull up to a fast food place and wrap your order.
I've heard the singing one before.
So we did the singing
one. Which is
one.
Great, yeah.
I think it might have been earlier in the year. Last year?
I don't remember when that was.
I don't remember when it was either. But they were singing their order.
It was really well done. He's playing a guitar, he's singing.
At the Sonic, yes. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
So now here are some raps. Oh, and before I play the rap, I want to play a sound clip from a game show that I saw this morning that was super duper awkward. I don't know what the show is from. It's like an Australian show, and apparently like it's a show where they pick letters. So I think the contestants pick letters. They pick either vowels or consonants, and this woman who's standing at the front grabs a consonant, puts it on the board. It's completely random. So they ask for, you know, they ask for things. They're like, give me a consonant, you know, and they put one on the board, and you know, A, and that's a vowel, you know, L, whatever, and they you know, give me a vowel, A, and, you know, and then, you
yeah.
know, they, I think that's the letters to play with or whatever.
Like Wheel of Fortune or something.
Yeah, kind of like Wheel of Fortune. So, but one day, this happened, and keep in your head the sequence of letters that are being produced and put on the board.
Please.
You can. Let's start with P.
A vowel, please.
E.
A consonant.
N.
Another vowel.
I.
A consonant.
S.
Another consonant.
D.
A vowel.
U.
A consonant.
M.
And another consonant, please.
And last letter, P.
Thank you, Lily. Entertaining start to the letters.
Penis dump.
Huh, interesting.
Hooray!
I'm not sure what that is, but she got it right.
I think in Australia, that's when you're, you know, going to urinal.
It could be. Or it could be when you just don't.
What are the chances that you would produce penis dump from a random draw of letters?
That is pretty crazy.
Depends on the mix.
And actually, more seriously, like, what is that? Is that like
penis dump?
Yeah, like, I don't need it anymore. I'm just going to put it over here.
Well, we can make up a use and use that all the time.
I'm thinking about that clip. She might be enjoying the clip from, was it last week when we did the news bloopers?
Oh, she's enjoying penis now more than ever? Yeah.
Well, or when you have a cybernetic penis.
A lot of penis talk on today's show, by the way.
I don't know how that happened.
Hey now.
And you have to recalibrate it.
You do. You really do. Yeah.
So of the drive-thru wraps, the first wrap that I came by was a McDonald's wrap. And actually, at first when I watched it, it was super annoying, but it was actually super entertaining. Because in all of these circumstances, in all of these videos, they'll do the wrap at the drive-thru, and then they'll do it again, but slower. And for some reason,
if they
reason,
don't understand what they're saying,
yes, but it always happens.
Of course.
Because the person in the drive-thru is like, "I didn't get it," and they're like, "Okay," and they do the wrap, but way slower.
A little bit slower. That's funny.
It happens almost all the time.
Because those things sound like you can't hear what they, you know.
Yeah. And they're wrapping their order. So this is the first McDonald's wrap uploaded by user Stewie with 3 W's. Here it is.
I need a double cheeseburger and hold the lettuce. Dummy front sun, no seeds on the bun. We be up in this drive through, order for two. Got a craving for a number nine, like my shoe. Need some chicken up in here, in this dizzle. For rizzle, my nizzle. Extra salt on the frizzle. Dr. Pepper, my brother. Another for your mother. Double, double, super size. And don't forget the fries. Yeah!
Faster,
on the button, we be up in this drive through, order for two. I got a craving for number nine, like my shoe. Need some chicken up in here, in this chisel. For rizzle, my nizzle, extra salt on the frizzle. Dr. Pepper, my brother, another for your mother. Double, double, super size, and don't forget the fries.
Please. Honey, you're going to have to come all around.
So they drive up now to the window. And they refuse to not wrap the order. They refuse.
Do it again.
They refuse to not wrap the order.
Oh.
Yeah.
I
ain't got none of it. What was it?
I need a double cheeseburger and hold the lettuce. Don't be front, son. No seeds on the bun. We be up in this drive-thru. Order for two. I got a craving for a number nine like my shoe. Need some chicken over here.
Great.
For rizzle, my nizzle, extra salt on the frizzle. Dr. Pepper, my brother, another for your mother. Double, double, super size, and don't forget the fries.
Okay. You get that?
I need a double cheeseburger and hold the lettuce. Don't be front, son. No.
This goes on for 7 minutes.
Oh, that's awesome. I love that they do it slower.
Because they do it much slower. And then they end up driving around because they're like, if you want to play with us, you have to drive around. And they drive around and do it again. Because they didn't get their orders. They drove around and did pay the order again. It's pretty funny.
That's great.
The next wrap is the Starbucks wrap.
Oh, cool.
I'm vanilla latte, and this is the tall frothy one.
Shocker, they're white.
And this is the Starbucks wrap.
Is it like a drive-thru?
Yeah, it's a drive-thru. It's Starbucks drive-thru.
Right, I haven't seen one of those.
I think I've seen one.
I need a caramel macchiato, so make it a grande. A double shot espresso, extra whip on a latte. A touch of passion or a green shake and iced tea. And while you're at it, heat up a muffin for me. I want a peppermint white chocolate soy milk mocha. Don't make it too hot, because I don't want a choker. I want something else. Wait a second or three. Yeah, a pumpkin spice wrap like blended coffee. I want a triple grande cinnamon latte with soy. And a copy of Chef's book, Beautiful Boy. Give me something now. I want something to eat, because a seven layer bar is my favorite treat.
Oh,
I want
God.
A cream cheese Danish and a hot cross bun and a toffee seed bagel.
Now that I have
plenty of food, I got one more order, so make it good. A tall caramel wrap with caramel on top, because a flat lid to napkins won't fill a drop.
Oh, she's got the
don't worry about payment, because I got a gift card. Hope this complicated order isn't too hard, but I really do hope I get my order for free, because if not, y'all gotta spit a wrap back at me.
Wow.
Yeah, we didn't get that.
The most perfect.
we'll go through it again.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Did he do it slower?
I need a caramel macchiato, so make it a grande. A double shot espresso, extra whip on a latte. A tidal passion or green shaken iced tea.
They didn't get through the whole thing.
Oh, they didn't get through the whole thing.
Yeah.
Wow. Drive right up, that'll be $153.
I know, seriously.
Crazy.
For Starbucks.
I bet. That's funny.
Well, they asked her how long it took her to do it, and she said it's a couple days in calculus class. And, just,
and while you're at it, eat up a muffin for me. I want a
peppermint. What flavor on the muffin? She didn't say what flavor on the muffin.
I know.
Didn't say what flavor on the muffin.
Because I don't want to choke. I want something else. Wait a second or three. Yeah. Couple days in calculus class.
All right, and lastly, we've got the Chick-fil-A wrap.
Oh, Chick-fil-A, wow.
Which is not as good.
Well, it's Chick-fil-A.
I like Chick-fil-A, though, but they're like anti-gay, so I can't go there anymore.
This is Jody. How can I serve you?
I'm doing pretty good. Can you hear me?
Yep.
All right. Chick-fil-A. Hi, my name is Justin. Will you take my order, please? I want a number full of sandwiches. I have a jack cheese. Normally hungry is not a big deal, so will you take that number full?
I make it a meal.
Give me the fries. Oh, the sweet tea will really make it a fries. Eat more chicken than they always say. So when I get really hungry, I eat Chick-fil-A.
Wow.
Woo! That was exciting.
All right, we'll slow it down as time so you can get it.
That must be a thing everyone has to think of.
Chick-fil-A.
That's
a thing.
Oh, hi, my name is Justin. Will you take my order, please? I want a number four sandwich.
The girls would love it in the background.
Yeah. I'm really hungry, and it's not a big deal. So will you take that number four and
make it a meal?
I want to do this so bad at like Dunkin' Donuts.
I was just thinking about Dunkin' Donuts.
Wouldn't it be great?
They'd probably get it. Like, they'd give you your order.
Maybe.
They're still like on top of things or something.
Okay, it's so number four meal pepper jack with a large fry.
And they actually did get the order.
Yep.
This one's a little less complicated.
Yeah,
I think so.
Yeah.
Starbucks
are a lot less complicated.
Yeah.
25% off. That's right. And we keep the coupon. We're all happy.
They had a coupon.
Oh, of course.
Aren't they special? Anyway, that's all I got for the Epic Wrap.
Oh, that's pretty great.
It was pretty fun. There are so many on YouTube. Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot to give credit for the YouTube user.
Oh, yeah, yes, yes.
So the Chick-fil-A wrap was uploaded by Time for Rhyme, and the Starbucks wrap is uploaded by user TheQuietThings17. So check those out. My earring just fell on the floor.
Oh, did it really?
Yeah, say something while I get it.
Talk amongst yourself. How did that happen with the headphones on and everything? I don't understand.
It's alive.
What's alive?
The earring's alive.
I had taken
it's running
off.
Away.
I had taken it off, so it was on the computer.
Have you been feeding it regularly?
No. Hungry.
Mm. Yes, that's what I think it is.
Hungry earring.
Hungry earring. So what shall we do next?
I don't know. What do you want to do?
Well, I've still got the diary entries.
Uh-huh.
And I've got another list.
Another list?
Another list.
You want a break?
Let's break.
All right, we'll break.
Break!
Quickly! Oh, wait, let's get that clickety. Okay, we can break.
Clickety
so
click.
What's coming back with that?
Let's do my random old diary entries. Cause I think they're entertaining.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I'm sure I'll be entertained.
Wow, I'm sure we'll be entertained.
I think you'll be entertained.
Kate's diary.
Yes.
I'll coming up right after this.
Opening up for you guys.
Oh, clickety click.
Uh-oh.
This is the Darrington Case Show.
Women want it. You need it. The beast wears it with pride. The whore. Before, deodorant was all about stopping you smelling. No longer. Now, it's about turning you into a raging beast. Wear the horn. The horn. Turn any party into a wild affair. With just one thing, women will be tearing the clothes off your back. Just like in your loneliest fantasy. Wear the horn.
And you know, when I'm driving down Route 9W on a hot summer day, me and the missus always stop at Dickens Fruit Stand. They've got everything from fruit to vegetables, homemade pies, but there is nothing like their cider. Ain't that right, honey?
Uh-huh.
Dickens Cider. Yes, sirree. Why, even though we were late for church last Sunday, she had to have a little Dickens Cider.
Uh-huh.
She says there ain't nothing like it. Even my minister says his wife enjoys a little Dickens Cider now and then. Hey, why don't you bring some home in our protective plastic rib bottle? That way it'll stay fresh. Or you can let it sit a while and have some hard Dickens Cider.
Uh-huh.
It's good at lunch, good at dinner, and there's nothing like waking up with a Dickens Cider. Dickens Fruit Stand, just off Route 9W and Country Road 69. Open 24 hours, because after a chilly summer night, I like to snuggle up in bed with a hot Dickens Cider.
This is the Darrington Case Show.
Call the Darrington Case Show at 661-467-2416.
The Darrington Case Show.
The most professional, unprofessional radio show on the internet today, The Derek and Kay Show.
Derek and Kisha, we are back. Dickens Cider.
Welcome back. Yummy.
Good stuff.
Delicious. Refreshing.
Yeah. I guess who doesn't like a Dickens Cider?
It's refreshing on a cold day, or you can have some hot Dickens Cider.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Right.
Hey now!
I don't know. Is it still time to call in to win?
You know, it's open. It's completely open.
It's anytime?
It's anytime. No one's taking advantage of that. And if no one does?
No one on the switchboard.
That's fine. We'll just do it again.
Cowpoop Radio?
Cowpoop.
Calling to win?
Cowpoop.
I almost forgot about that.
That was fun. I want to hear that again.
I want to hear it again, too.
I'll make that available so people can listen.
Definitely. Anyway, you can contact us many ways. Email. If you've listened to the show this far, you probably know.
Yes,
but
you know the thing.
Please subscribe to our feed on iTunes and like us on Facebook. And follow us on Twitter. We would really appreciate it.
Yes, thank you so much.
Keep in contact with all of your favorite show hosts and segments that you love and adore every week. So, I don't know what happened this weekend, but I was going through a couple of my old things, and I've kept a journal since I was like 7 or 8. So, but I haven't been keeping a journal in the past, I don't know, 8 or 9 years, something like that.
Yeah.
But I have kept all of my old journals from back in the day.
Wow.
And I was, I saw one today, and I opened it up, and I started reading it.
From how long ago?
The one that I picked up first was from like 10 years ago.
Oh my gosh.
And
that's a long time ago.
Well, the one that I picked up later was from 20 years ago.
Oh my gosh.
From the 80s. So I thought it would be entertaining.
Oh, wow.
If I read some diary entries and show you how much I have not changed.
Really?
Since
10 and 20 years?
Yes.
Huh.
Or things that are just that won't be surprising.
Wow. I'm so curious.
I bet you're still a female.
You would be correct. Yes, still a female. Yes.
Well, that's probably good.
Yes.
Probably good.
Yes. But the first entry I found, well, I have in here, it's from April 2nd, 1989.
Wow, that sounds so old.
And it says page 71.
Well, you were 3?
Exactly.
Yes, I was 3. I was very advanced for my age.
And writing. That's amazing.
Dear diary, rats, he didn't come to my recital, but maybe he'll come to my competition this month. I think this is the boy I liked or something.
Huh.
I still have a crush on Jonathan. I don't like him because he's cute or white, but because he's nice and smart. But I will admit, he is extremely cute. Too bad he's in the 8th grade.
Whoa.
It's just insane. And I've got a crush on 2 other people out of our school. And on 2 people who don't go to our school. Who would ever believe I love My Little Pony? I even record episodes of My Little Pony when I get the chance. I rarely do. I just can't wait till this summer because I get to go to the equestrian camp. And it's going to be loads of fun. I love being around horses. I really want to go to Camp Friendship. I'm looking forward to it. Love, Kay.
Isn't this exciting? Are you excited? Because I'm excited. I've never been so excited. Well, except for the time that I saw you walking into town and I'm...
So I loved My Little Pony even back then.
That's right.
But the next entry contains information about my celebrity crushes.
Oh.
September 19th, 1989. Dear Diary, hi. I'm so happy. I'm going to the NKOTV concert in January. I get to see the cutest guys
right.
in the world in person.
Oh, yes.
Maybe I'll get backstage passes for the best posters. Blankety blank still has a crush on me. Yeah, I'm flattered, but I'm not interested. He's too big of a flirt. Sure, I love a flirty guy, but wow. One I'm interested in. Love will never go right for me. Oh, well. Guess what? Joni's also a New Kids fanatic. So we waste our time in advanced art class just talking about them. We are so crazy. Ben, Michael J. Fox, Jay Underwood, and John B. from Long Time Ago are now a joke. I can't believe I was obsessed with those jerks. Now I'm obsessed with NKOTB. They're the greatest. Love, Kay.
Wow. Wait, when was that?
This is from 1989.
Oh, my gosh.
How old was I then? 12?
I don't know.
I can't do math.
Well, and I like how you sign off.
You like that?
Yeah, that's true. That is nice.
You knew you were going to go back to it eventually and read them, okay? This is a note to my future self, and I love you even, yeah.
Was it a note to myself? I don't know.
I would think.
It's crazy.
Wow, they sound really, I don't know. It sounds good. It sounds like you're...
It sounds good?
Like you're sort of figuring some things out. Like, I wasn't... When I was that old, I wasn't, like... I was kind of...
I suspect you
were
male.
A lot more clueless. And I was male.
I suspect you were male.
I was male, too.
That was actually my point earlier.
Yes.
Are you ready for middle school entries?
Oh, wow.
Middle school / high school entries?
All right.
10-10-1991.
Oh, okay.
Dear Diary. And you know what? This needs background music.
All right.
There we go.
Get some of that.
Dear Diary.
Oh, that's perfect.
Hi. I am so tired. The guy I like in German class said hi to me and looked at me weirdly. Maybe he likes me. Maybe he doesn't. I know I like him. I think he's so cute. He's really nice, too. Anyway, school is great. I have a geometry exam tomorrow. Wish me luck. I'm talking in my diary.
Yeah. It's,
who's going to wish me luck?
Luck.
Yeah, good luck, Kay.
Mrs. Carter, my English teacher, is coming back tomorrow. Darn. I don't like her at all. She's the only teacher I can't stand. Joe called me. Can you believe it? The girl who hasn't phoned or written in a whole month. Whoa. Blankety Blank is surely going to homecoming with Blankety Blank. Can't reveal these names here.
Right, I understand.
I'm friends with some of these people on Facebook
now.
Wow,
that's wild. I wonder if they... Well, yeah.
They probably am. I'm subconsciously angry, but I know she's just using him. I feel sorry for his stupidity. I hope I get a date. Love, Kay.
Hey, Bob.
And I've got one last one I'm going to share. Because there's ones from, like, that were, like, kind of romantic and stupid. And there's one actually
these
from today.
Great.
Maybe I'll save some of these for later.
Wow.
But there's one that needs different background music.
Okay. This is good music.
Dun, 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 dun.
Oh, no.
March 28th, 1997.
Uh-oh. Wait, what year?
97.
Okay.
Was I in college? I was in college.
Yeah, I was too, for many years.
Here's another entry that ponders the meaning of life and the mystery of existence. Just kidding. Well, in a few days, I return to Boston, and I get to return to my life and my romance.
Oh.
What kind of romance do I want? Do I want to keep going out with Blankety Blank? I mean, what kind of person is he? On the good side, he's very kind. He's a gentleman. He speaks French. He's been to Europe. He's older. He went to Berkeley. He's got cats. He's got a really nice place, parentheses, with a washer and dryer.
Wow.
He's got a good job. On the bad side, he's got bad hair.
Ooh.
And he's got some emotional problems. And he never calls or answers email.
That's not nice.
I don't know why I should keep seeing him. I mean, I know somewhere there's a dateable, nice, stable guy. Where is he? I mean, God, how long do I have to wait before I find my prince?
Wow.
How dramatic is that?
Wow, that was really, yeah.
There were many more dramatic entries in my diaries. Like, many more. Mellow drama to the max.
Wow, that's so great.
So I thought those would be entertaining.
Wow, really great.
The ones from high school are much better. Much better. Are you ready for another list?
All right. I used to write down something. I didn't
Did
really
have
an official journal, but I remember I probably had like pieces of paper, and I think I still have them somewhere. I should look at those.
Did you?
Yes.
But did you write down, like, crazy deep thoughts like I did in it?
Yeah, like, and then, like, relational stuff. And
relational
then,
stuff?
You know, that's a relationship.
Is that Skype noise again?
What about that? Someone coming on, someone coming
yeah,
off?
Yeah, someone coming on, someone coming off.
So how did your handwriting change?
It changed
Did yours change? That's interesting. Yeah,
so, like, in... Well, this is my,
like, cursive when you're, like...
Well, this is elementary school right here. Look at that.
Look See? At that.
And yeah. then...
this is so
and
wild.
And then there's more elementary yeah. school
Look
writing. There's some cursive there.
Right.
This looks a little bit like a kid.
All the yeah. rounded, right?
Yeah, and then I got the rounded... Well, I went through a phase where all of my eyes were like the little circles instead
of... Oh, yeah,
no. The actual, like...
Classic.
Yeah, it's very girl, like the circle.
Oh, the eye. Yeah. That's very girl-like,
and
right?
And then in high school, it got a little bit more stylized.
It does?
Yeah,
well, look
yeah.
at that.
No,
that's
no,
really
that
nice
was,
looking
I,
cursive.
I was noticing that, yeah.
Yeah, and then
on the other side.
And then this is like college where I got really stylized print.
Yeah, you can tell by the yep. paper too. Now you're on
sweet.
Yeah, and then in after well in college this is the way this is the very similar to what my handwriting looks like now.
Wow, so you went from the printing style to a cursive.
And then back
to
printing.
I have both a stylized print and a cursive.
Mm. I don't think I can write in cursive anymore.
Really?
I'd be just a mess.
It's hard now.
Whoever would have thought that you would have been reading these on air on a podcast?
Not when I was writing
on
them.
On a radio show. It's crazy.
I mean, being said, I did not share all of them.
Right. No, of course. Right.
I mean, some of them were just terrible.
Right. Yeah, sure.
Oh, here's a great one.
They're pretty good.
Well, sorry.
You got more.
Except for this one.
This actually is from the same day, July 16th, 1998. And by the way, today is National Ice Cream Day and National Tapioca Pudding Day.
And have both.
I can't believe I mentioned that in the diary entry.
Oh, wow. Just going back there.
I guess I'll put the music on again.
Oh, the music's good, yeah.
Dear diary, boy, I am clever. I am so clever. I needed an excuse to email Bert. I'm just going to put his name out there. I used to date some guy named Bert.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a funny name, by the way. He's cute, though. Bert.
Bert?
Bert.
Long nose?
Bald.
Bald,
no.
Bald nose?
No.
Except the hair?
He didn't look like the Bert from Bert and Ernie. He's cute. And I found one. I looked up all the holidays I could find on the internet. Today is National Tapioca Pudding Day.
Oh, my gosh. Seriously?
Seriously. So I wrote him an email telling him that it was National Tapioca Pudding Day. And that not to forget and let our hair down and give thanks to those wonderful cassava and vanilla pudding desserts. At the bottom, I put in small print, I said, P.S. Contrary to how this may appear, this is not a futile attempt for an excuse to send you an email. I would never attempt to sound like that. It's so immature. Wink. He wrote back, you are a cutie. We have to catch a movie sometime next week, maybe. I think I am so silly sometimes in trying to get a guy's attention. It was a bit easier this time. I must be extremely charming. And bam! I am the grand dam of cuteness. And you know what I found out? He's really attractive to me. I don't think I need to read the rest. It's really bad.
Oh, wow.
But, yes.
Hey,
now, there's a lot of diary entries where I say that I'm an awful person and ugly.
Oh,
so
no.
There are a lot. So, in the last 4 minutes...
All right.
I'm going to guess... Well, I'm going to have you guys guess what women and men are most attracted to or what turns them off the most. So...
Okay. In which direction? Like, guys... What bothers guys?
What bothers guys the most?
As a guy?
A physical trait that bothers guys the most. Or okay. Something they do or physical trait. Right. Something that they may have in their bodies or whatever, blah, blah, blah. What do you think the number one thing that men are turned off by is?
For a chick?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, fatty?
No.
Huh.
What do you think, Chris?
A mole the size of Gibraltar?
Wow.
Shockingly, no. Tattoos.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Shocking.
78% of men are turned off by tattoos on women.
Oh. Hmm.
Isn't that something?
Pretty high. I'm pretty surprised by that.
I'm surprised by that as well.
Well, I'm not so surprised being one of the ones that, it really has to be...
The right thing
the right
and small.
It's not for you either?
Not so much.
Not for me either. I did.
Well, actually, let's put it another way. Art and tattoos, in general... isn't up to the quality that I think I'd want to put on my skin.
Oh, right.
That's
you're not
true.
Like something like seeing something so amazing and it's
yeah.
on like
yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
It's like you got to
No, I've seen ones that are absolutely amazing
yeah,
as well.
Yeah. It's like work of art.
Like a picture
no,
of Hello
no problem.
Kitty.
No problem.
Right. Yeah.
But many do not come up to that level.
Picture of Hello Kitty on the thigh. Not so fabulous. 13% of women hate tattoos. Women are very apathetic about it.
Wow. So they're
it's
more
like a
into
double
it.
Standard.
That's interesting.
Interesting. 33% of women hate facial hair, which I think is bizarre.
Well, I've shaved.
I happen to like facial hair.
I've shaved for a woman.
Oh, you have?
You have?
Yes, I have.
Wow.
Because she didn't like the facial hair? How long did that go on?
Oh, the beard comes back pretty quick.
It does come back pretty quick. I happen to like the facial hair.
Yeah.
That's just getting the 90-second warning. So the rest of the list is 27% of women hate and 28% of men hate bad breath. But who doesn't hate
yeah,
that?
Yeah, it's not like, oh, that's hot.
Smoking and body piercing and poorly maintained fingernails are also on the list.
Oh, yeah.
For both sexes.
Oh, yeah, it's totally
smoking
gross.
High.
Yeah.
Smoking, ugh, gross. Anyway, that is it. That's
our
show.
I guess so.
We have a minute left. All right. Thanks for joining us. All those who listened and called in, or
yeah,
who didn't call
in.
We
didn't get a call in to win.
Next time. Chris, thanks for joining us.
Yes, thank you so much.
Just one thing.
Been a lot of fun.
Yeah.
One thing. You know, I thought of this thing. It's just, okay, now if you've got a significant other, go out there and address the elephant in the room. There's something you're not talking about. It's going to be interesting. It may not be fun, but go address the elephant.
Is this a finger skimmer or finger?
Oh, it might
finger
be
rimmer?
For some people.
Okay.
Some people.
I thought you have to break an elephant to.
I don't know.
Get it to do what you want.
I don't know.
That's
I
right.
I'm getting confused.
The stink squeal thing. What's that?
Oh, squeal.
You got to squeal the elephant.
Squeal wheel. We'll look
it?
That up. We'll
All
look
right.
that up.
We'll look it
later.
Up. All right. Wow. Thanks for putting that message out there.
Yeah, I'm not too sure exactly what you're talking about, but I think someone does. Maybe.
I know someone does.
Somebody
right. out there.
Somebody needed to know that.
All right, we gotta go.
Thanks so much. Take care. Bye bye.
This is the Darrington K Show.